Please move forward, inshallah, we're going to start the lesson. A couple of minutes for our video person. I think he's finishing his salat. We're going to start, inshallah. But just a summary of what we've been doing since last week. We are going through Surah An-Nisa, and halfway through Surah An-Nisa, the subject changed from talking about the issue relating to women. It started talking about mistakes that some of the previous people of the book had made, and related to that, the verses discussed situations that took place during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which the people of the time were basically disrespectful towards the Prophet alaihi wasallam, and disregarded his teachings, and were arrogant because of the fact that they were from, particularly from the Jewish people, they were from the Bani Israel, and they did not want to accept the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ because he was from Banu Ismail, meaning the children of Ismail a.s. So we're going to continue this week, inshallah, starting from ayah number 66 in Surah An-Nisa. الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أنا كتبنا عليهم أن اقتلوا أنفسكم أو اخرجوا من دياركم ما فعلوه إلا قليل منهم ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يوعظون به لكان خيرا لهم وأشد تثبيتا وإذا لآتيناهم من لدنا أجرا عظيما ولهديناه صراطا مستقيما ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. Going to have a brief lesson today because the theme changes at the end of the verses which I've recited. So we want to keep that theme, inshallah, until after Ramadan. But the subject that was being discussed, like I mentioned, was the issue of the people of the book. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again starts the criticism of the people of the book that were disrespectful to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْ يَقْتُلُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ أَوْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. If we had made obligatory upon them that kill yourselves or go out of your houses, مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ, only a few of them would have done it. Okay, so basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that yes, the claim is that we are the chosen people and we are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings down any difficult thing to do, then you will find that very few of them would implement that rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so this is, there's a riwayah related to this. It's mentioned that Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas and a person from the Jews were basically competing with each other and vying with each other as to whose is the best religion and so on and so forth. So the Jew said, وَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا الْقَتْلِ فَقَتَلْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He had made killing ourselves obligatory upon us, so we did it. meaning he was very proud of the fact. But in reality, the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told them to do that was that in the absence of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they had taken the golden calf to worship it. And when Musa alayhi salam got back from visiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he found that they were in this misguidance, and for them, for their tawbah to be accepted, for their repentance to be accepted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that they should kill themselves. So the Jew was basically telling Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do it and we did it. So Thabit says, Wallahi law kataba alayna an iqtulu anfusakum lafa'alna. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had told us to do that, then we would also do the same thing. So because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah. So that very few people amongst them in reality would be willing to go all the way. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the example of killing oneself, you know, this concept of suicide bombing and so on, of course it is wrong to be killing innocent people and so on, and this is there's no doubt about this. But the issue is that in many cases you'll find that people who lose their lives doing something that they enjoy doing, okay, a person who gets killed mountaineering, or a person who gets killed skydiving, or a person who gets killed racing cars, okay, or a person who gets killed playing soccer, okay, all of these people, or a person who's fighting for his country, all of these people become heroes in their own field. The person, why? Because he died doing what he loved doing. Why? It is the ultimate sacrifice a person pays, but he did it, he made that sacrifice, he died doing something that he loved very much. Okay? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using that example to make us understand that losing one's life is the ultimate sacrifice that anybody could do. And it is the ultimate in obedience for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to tell people to kill themselves. Okay, on purpose. In fact, Islamically it's haram, it is impermissible, it's not permissible to commit suicide. Okay, but a person, if he strives for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he is doing the work of da'wah, or if he is doing the work of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the course of doing that, he loses his life, how great an honor would that be? That a person, he is striving for the best thing possible. There is nothing more honorable than that. That a person, he loses his life while doing the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why in another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that if a person, I forget with the exact wording, but if a person goes out and strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gets killed doing it, the wording is, فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, then the responsibility of the ajr, the reward, falls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the responsibility of rewarding that person, and he guarantees that he will reward that person who loses his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so there should be nothing doubtful about this verse. We should not fall prey to criticism because of this verse. Just think of the other examples that I gave. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that very few people would be willing to do that, and that is the ultimate that a person could do. Okay, so anybody can do easy things in deen, but to do the difficult thing is the challenge that anybody is confronted with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا. And if they did what they were advised to do, this is talking again about the people of the book, that if they did what they were advised to do, either what they're being advised to do now, meaning follow the religion of Islam through the Quran and the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or through the teachings of their own books, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا, then this would be much better for them, and this would be something that would be more in terms of steadfastness. This would be much better in terms of steadfastness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that do what you are supposed to do, do what you've been advised to do by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and in your books that were given to you by your prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, وَإِذَا لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And then we would give them from ourselves a huge reward. أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, a huge reward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them honor in this world and honor in the hereafter. And again, Allah is saying and taking upon himself that most certainly, لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ, the wording is with a lam with ta'keed, stresses upon this, most certainly we will give them from ourselves, مِنْ لَدُنَّا, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly attributing the reward to himself, أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, a huge reward. Only, the only thing that they're supposed to do is do what they were supposed to do in terms of the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا, and most certainly we would guide them towards the straight path. If they were doing what they were supposed to do, another effect of this would be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would continue to guide them and give them guidance in this world. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, changes the subject a little bit, but it is along the same lines, ita'at of Allah and ita'at of His Rasul, which we talked a little bit last week. The obedience of Allah and obedience of His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطَعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Whoever obeys Allah and His Prophet, then such people will be with those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed blessings upon them from the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the Siddiqeen, meaning the truthful people, wa shuhada, and the martyrs, wa saliqeen, and the pious people. Meaning, if Allah is obeyed, if the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is obeyed, then the people who are obeying Allah and His Prophet, they'll be resurrected amongst these people. How honorable is that? The only thing you have to do is obey Allah, obey His Prophet. Follow in the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. It's mentioned in riwayat about this verse that Sa'id ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu said, جَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ وَهُوَ مَحْزُونٌ. A person from the Ansar came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he was in the state of huzn. He was upset, perturbed, disturbed, kind of depressed. فَقَالَ لَهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَا فُلَانْ مَا لِي أَرَاكَ مَحْزُونًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said to him, oh fulan, oh such and such person, what is wrong? I see you looking so upset and so depressed. فَقَالَ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا فَكَّرْتُ فِيهِ. O Prophet of Allah, it is something that I've been thinking about. فَقَالَ مَا هُوَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what is this that you're thinking about? قَالَ نَحْنُ نَغْدُو وَنَرُوحُ نَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِكَ وَنُجَالِسُكَ. That in the morning and evening, we come and sit, we see you, and we sit with you. وَغَدًا تَرْفَعُ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ. وَغَدًا تُرْفَعُ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Tomorrow you're going to be raised with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَا نَصِلُ إِلَيْكَ. We're not going to be able to reach you. We are just ordinary human beings, and you are the Prophet, and you're going to be way up there with all the rest of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَمْ يَرُدَّ عَلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ شَيْئًا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not respond to him with anything. فَأَتَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. Then Jibreel alayhi salam came with this verse, that if you want to be with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and you want to be resurrected with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the formula for this is that you should obey Allah and you should obey His Prophet and you will be resurrected with the same people. This is another riwayah. So after that it's mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ sent for him and he gave him the good news of the revelation of this ayah. There's another riwayah and it's mentioned, and Aisha radiallahu anha qalat, ja'a rajulun ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqala ya Rasulullah. A person came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, O Prophet of Allah, إِنَّكَ لَأَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ نَفْسِي. O Prophet of Allah, you are even more beloved to me than myself. وَأَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَهْلِي. And you are even more beloved to me than my family. وَأَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ وَلَدِي. And you are even more beloved to me than my children. وَإِنِّي لَأَكُونُ فِي الْبَيْتِ فَأَذْكُرُكَ فَمَا أَصْبَرُ حَتَّى آتِيَكَ فَأَنْظُرُ إِلَيْكَ. And I am sitting in my house. You know, there are times when I am sitting in my house and I remember you, and I cannot sit for 1 minute until I come and see your face. I love you so much. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكَ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّكَ إِذَا دَخَلْتَ جَنَّةً رُفِعْتَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ. And when I remembered my death and your death, I understood that when you are going to enter paradise, you're going to be raised with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِنْ دَخَلْتُ الْجَنَّةِ خَشِيْتُ أَلَّا أَرَاكَ. And if I enter Jannah, I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to see you. فَلَمْ يَرُدَّ عَلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَتَّى نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. And the Prophet والسلام, he did not respond to him until this verse was revealed. So this is a similar riwayah which is along the same lines. But look at how much they love the Prophet. You know, this is what true love is. That if you love somebody, you cannot bear to be without them for 1 minute. You want to be with them, you want to sit with them, you want to chat with them. And just think, you know, when you're away from your kids for a while, you're away from your family for a while, and you don't see them, how eager you are to come and see them again, and to see your children again. The smile of your child when he sees you walking through the door. This is something that is priceless. Okay? This was the love that the Sahaba had for the Prophet ﷺ. They could not sit until they actually saw him and went to him when they missed him and they basically were thinking about him. After that, there's another riwayah. It's mentioned in Sahih Muslim from Rabi' ibn Ka'b al-Aslami that said, "Kuntu abitu 'inda an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa ataytuhu bi wudu'ihi wa hajatihi fa qala li sal." It's narrated that Rabi' ibn Ka'b al-Aslami said that I used to sleep in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I used to come to him with his wudu water and his things of his need at night. So one day he said to me, "Sal, ask," meaning ask me what you want and I'll make dua for you and you'll get that thing. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَسْأَلُكَ مُرَافَقَتَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. He said, "O Prophet of Allah, I just want one thing from you. I just want your companionship in Jannah. I want your companionship in Jannah." He could have asked for anything, but he asked for something very specific, and again this shows how much he loved the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. فَقَالْ أَوَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Anything else? Anything else other than that?" قُلْتُ هُوَ ذَلِكَ. Said, "Nothing else. This is all that I want. You can just make dua for me for that thing and I'll be happy." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَعِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. So he didn't leave it at that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also wanted him to do his bit. He said, help me upon yourself by doing more sajdas. Meaning, increase your salat and your prostrations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will help me to do this thing. You will succeed in doing it, but you do your bit and I'll do my bit. So many people, they should learn a lesson from this. People who are particularly ignorant, they go to peers or whom they think are pious people, and they have reverence for them, and they say to them, "Okay, make dua for me." And the person, he says, "Okay, I've made dua for you, now you don't even have to pray anymore. You don't have to, do anything anymore. I guarantee you Jannah because I've prayed for you." Look at this. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he is telling the Sahabi, he's a Sahabi, and he promised him, he asked him for the dua. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that you ask me and I will make the dua for you. And on top of that, he made the dua, and in addition to the dua, The Prophet ﷺ didn't leave it at that. He told him, you carry on and do your bit too. You carry on and do your worship and make plenty of prostrations and fulfill the obligations that you're supposed to do. Just because I made dua for you, it doesn't mean that you stop doing what you're doing. So this riwayah is really, you know, clear in telling people that it's not the subject, or it's not just the issue of somebody just making dua for you. You have to do take your own steps in earning the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's another riwayah, a riwayat of Ahmad from Amr ibn Murra al-Juhani, said, جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله وأنك رسول الله وصليت الخمس وأديت زكاة مالي وصمت شهر رمضان. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات على ذلك كان مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء يوم القيامة هكذا ونصب إصبعيه ما لم يعق والديه. A person came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, O Prophet of Allah, I bore witness that there is no God except Allah and that you are the Prophet of Allah, and I prayed the 5 times salat and I gave the zakat of my wealth and I fasted in the month of Ramadan. So the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever died upon this, meaning upon this kind of action, then he will be resurrected with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, with the Siddiqeen, the martyrs on the Day of Judgment, hakada, like this. And he joined his two fingers together, said they'll be like this as long as he does not disobey his parents. Again, something very important here, that in addition to doing all of your good deeds, do not neglect your parents, do not disobey your parents, do not be neglectful of respect towards your parents and serving your parents. They are a blessing for you. You should take as much advantage as you can by serving them. Okay, so as long as a person is not disobeying his parents and he's doing these things, then he will be resurrected with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Yet another riwayat, it's mentioned, التاجر صدوق الأمين مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء, that a trader who is truthful and he is trustworthy, he also will be resurrected with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the Siddiqeen, the truthful people and the martyrs. And finally, just one more riwayat is narrated about Anas radiallahu anhu. And then look at these people. Anas radiallahu anhu, who he was. He was the person who served the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, a great sahabi. And he says that inni lawhibbu rasulallah, indeed I love the Prophet of Allah. Wa uhibbu Abu Bakr, and I love Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Wa Umar radiallahu anhu, and Umar radiallahu anhu, I love them all. Wa arju anna Allah yab'athani minhum wa illam a'mal ka'amalihim. I love them, and because I love them, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect me with them, even though I didn't do deeds like they did. So why? This was based upon the riwayah in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba yawm al-qiyamah. A person, he will be with those whom he loves on the Day of Judgment, meaning in the hereafter he will be resurrected with the Anbiya, with the people that he loves. So basically all of these riwayat, they tell us that those people who obey Allah and the Prophet of Allah and all of these other categories that have been mentioned in the riwayat, they can be resurrected with the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. So we should all keep our hopes high, and we should think that we can get to that level, and the only thing is that we have to try our hardest. And if we die trying, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will and can resurrect us amongst those people. So the translation again, and whoever obeys Allah and His Prophet, then such people will be with those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed, has given a blessing upon them, from the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, from the Siddiqeen, meaning the truthful people, wa shuhada, and the martyrs, wa salihin, and the pious people, wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa, and such are the best people to be companions with. Okay? Whose companionship can be better on the day of resurrection? Of course, these are the people whose companionship is going to be the best. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. This is a blessing and a fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is enough to be, He has enough knowledge, or He has the most knowledge than anybody else. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. Like I said, the subject kind of changes after that, and I don't want to go into that until after Ramadan, because this is the last tafsir before Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.